Country Pop FM.
Almanac time. Wednesday already here today. June 15th, 166. It is Wednesday, right? You know what day of the week it is, Neil?
Yep, Wednesday. Yep.
So you were driving, but you were on the phone with somebody talking about going to the airport. So you were driving as though you were going to the airport morning.
Right.
I did the same thing the other day. I was supposed to go somewhere, which would be a right on 10 or going east on 10. And instead, I acted like I was going home.
Yeah.
And then realized it and then just kind of...
Well, I do feel better now that you say that.
Kind of circled my way around Coburn's and then back to 10.
I go, what am I
on the other way? It just happens.
What am I doing?
Our bus driver for swimming lessons could never remember to stop at our road. I can still vividly remember at 6 years old having to come up, gentlemen, sir, it's the 4 mile marker. There's a sign that says four. Please stop at the 4 mile marker, sir. He continually missed our stop. And either just dropped us off another mile down the road or had to turn around. And, of course, nobody else was happy about that. That's like being in the line at the grocery store or at the convenience store.
Right.
And the person's going through all their coupons.
Right.
Or they can't decide what scratch-off ticket they're going to buy.
And then the register runs out.
And then they scratch them off right there.
Yeah. Or the register runs out of receipt tape.
That's a problem. Or can't find their smokes.
Right.
No, right there. No, there. There. Two up. 1667 on this date, first fully documented human blood transfusion took place.
Oh, my.
It was pretty early. We're transfusing blood in the 1660s.
Was that Dracula?
It seems daring.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Right.
A French physician, Dr. Jean-Baptiste Denis. A small amount of sheep's blood was transfused into a 15-year-old boy.
Uh-oh.
Survived the procedure. Small amount, just enough. Just a little taste of sheep blood. Do we do that now, or we just use human blood on humans?
Pretty sure it's human.
I mean, we've used animal organs.
Yes.
But what about blood? Sheep blood, 1667, kind of a big deal here this day. Speaking of big deal, Benjamin Franklin, this was the day. He took a kite, he tied a key, got a spark, lightning, electricity. The little light bulb went on, literally and figuratively, in Benjamin Franklin's head on this date, 1752. He didn't really invent electricity. He just kind of learned the relationship.
Right.
You got your Edisons, your Teslas, and some of these other people that came along later that advanced what Benjamin Franklin kind of started on this date, 1752. Enough isn't made about Benjamin Franklin's ability to win and to fly a kite.
Right.
He would have won tournaments. Do you realize that, Neil? Kite flying tournaments, he would have won tournaments, but he had so many other things going on.
Right.
You know, pushing for the turkey to be the national bird.
Mm.
That's not just a couple minute a day thing.
No.
If you're working on that, that's several hours a day campaigning for that.
Yeah.
1785, two Frenchmen were killed this day attempting to cross the English Channel in a balloon. The deaths were the first recorded fatalities in aviation history. But, Neil, because they were Frenchmen, they didn't die because the balloon crashed. They died of hangnails.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. 1844, Goodyear.
Serious freedom.
Only from Goodyear.
Goodyear.
You get that joke earlier, they're Frenchmen, and they died of hangnails and not a crash. You did get that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have laughed. I was laughing harder on the inside.
I knew you were.
Right.
So Goodyear, Charles Goodyear, patented vulcanized rubber, later made the rubber into tires. Rest is history.
He did well
for a Goodyear. Yeah. And, about 150 years later, they came up with the Aqua Treads.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Duratrax on my truck.
It's a good way to go.
You like how they look, don't they? They're aggressive. Probably more aggressive than I need, but I know I'll have traction when I need it.
Right.
Charles Goodyear. How about 1938, our first, second audio of the day? How about this for a newsreel?
Johnny Vandermeer became a baseball immortal when he pitched two consecutive no-hit games. On a June afternoon, he shut out Boston 3-0 and returned to the mound 4 days later to beat Brooklyn 6-0. The record has not been equal.
And it never will be, Neil.
Nope.
Nobody's going to throw two no-hitters in a row.
Nope.
It's not going to happen.
It just doesn't happen.
Johnny Vandermeer, he's the answer to a trivia question. Remember that next time when you play Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
He was playing for the Reds, pitching two no-hitters. He had a second one on this date. Not back-to-back games, though. He did get, like 3 days rest, 4 days later, days rest. 1963 is your number one pop song. How's your Japanese, Neil?
Not strong.
A little rusty?
I need Bumble. What is
it? Any Japanese I know.
Babel. I need Babel.
Rosetta Stone? Yeah. Any Japanese I know comes from Godzilla movies, I believe.
And it's delayed, kind of.
Yeah. So this was the number one song, Sukiyaki, sung by Japanese singer Kayu Sakamoto. Was
very
number
nice.
One this date in 63. I wonder, you know, that's less than 20 years after World War II. I wonder if there was still any resentment.
There might have been.
I think there would be. That hit number one on this date.
Right.
1963. You must remember the Taste of Honey, their version. They did that song, but with some English lyrics.
Yes.
In the 1980s.
Yes.
Taste of Honey, Neil.
Uh-huh.
In 63. Now in 69, this show debuted.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
Here's some Roy and Buck. Hee-haw. I wonder how they decided to go with hee-haw instead of yee-haw.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Maybe the alliteration with the two H's, hee-haw instead of yee-haw.
Right. Could be.
Because I think the Duke boys said yee-haw.
Okay. Yeah, that
didn't they?
Right.
I don't know if they didn't say hee-haw.
Well,
Roy Clark, Buck Owens. Long-running show.
Country music's answer to laugh in.
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was. 1992 here this day, Dan Quayle.
And add one little bit on the end. Think of potato. How's it? So, you're right phonetically. Put up. There you go.
You know, they didn't have him mic'd, so it was an off-mic situation there, but this was the date that Dan Quayle instructed a student to spell potato with an E on the end.
Right.
During a spelling bee. Very unfortunate during the 92 presidential campaign.
Oops.
They claim that that's what lost Bush and Quayle the election. We say that Bill Clinton won it when he played the saxophone on Arsenio Hall.
Right.
And others say that the Bush-Quayle ticket lost it when it was the E at the end. Now, we need to give Dan Quayle a little bit of credit here. Maybe not credit, but maybe defend him a little bit. There was actually a faulty flashcard when it turned out that the student's teacher was a Ross Perot supporter. Big supporter of Admiral Stockdale. Anybody else out there remember who Ross Perot's running mate was? Admiral Stockdale.
I forgot.
Gridlock. Who am I? Why am I here? By the way, Phil Hartman did a great impersonation of him.
Nice.
I saw somebody who commented, and coming to Dan Quayle's defense, saying that compared to our current Vice President Kamala Harris, a Dan Quayle, Sir Isaac Newton. I don't know. I'd have to compare them side by side.
Right. I can't
come to that conclusion, but I did see somebody say that.
Okay.
Obviously not a fan of our current Vice President.
Evidently not.
1995, the O.J. trial.
All right. Records reflect that Mr. Simpson has both gloves. Yes.
It was a bad move by the prosecution,
right?
To put a key
Monica
part,
Clark and her
a
team.
Key part and key piece of evidence into the hands of the accused. You just don't do it. Even Jackie Childs knew that.
Damn fools! Look at that. We got nothing now. Nothing. I've been practicing law for 25 years. You're listening to a caddy. This is a public humiliation. You can't let the defendant have control of the key piece of evidence. Plus, she's trying it on over a leotard. Of course a bra's not going to fit on over a leotard. A bra's got to fit right up against a person's skin. Like a glove!
What I did with the bra on. I didn't tell you. Who told you to put the bra on? Tell you to put the bra on? Put the bra on. So Jackie Childs knew.
Right.
Apparently the prosecution in the O.J. Simpson trial didn't. He tried the gloves on. If they don't have fit, what, Neil?
You must acquit.
And that's what they ended up doing. That was a state 1995. How about 2007? Bob Barker said goodbye.
Now, folks, I want to thank you very, very much for inviting me into your homes for the last 50 years. I am deeply grateful. And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm glad he got that in. Very important. Bob Barker. They aired. They recorded it previously, and it aired on this date, his final appearance as the host of The Price is Right. And they aired that twice that day during the regular, on CBS, their regular daytime airing. And then they did it on primetime. It's such a big deal.
It was a big deal. You got to give them credit.
With all due respect to Drew Carey, there's only one Bob Barker and really only one host of The Price is Right.
Agreed.
2007. And then tragic news, 2016, 6 years ago.
But after 16 agonizing hours, heartbreak.
Members of the Orange County Sheriff's Office dive team located what is believed to be the remains of the deceased, a two-year-old.
It's this beach where two-year-old Lane Graves was grabbed by an alligator, believed to be between 4 and 7 feet long.
Yeah. Just horrible, awful, but a reminder that animals are nothing to be fooled with and played around with.
No, the little two-year-old at Disney.
Yeah,
at the
a man-made Disney resort. Lagoon at a high-end Walt Disney resort. I'm sure they've taken precautions.
I would hope
so. So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Ready for birthdays, Neil?
Let's do them.
I love black and white, dreamy black and white.
The lead singer of the English glam band, Slade. Noddy Holder is 76. You know, they were the one he wrote, and they were the original group to do Come On, Feel the Noise.
Oh,
Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot.
Yes, like in the 70s. They did Come On, wrote Come On, Feel the Noise, Girls, Rock Your Boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Mike Holmgren, the old coach of the Packers.
No more rocket balls, please.
Well, I was teamed up.
Maze all over the joint here. All over the joint.
You know, I'm amazed he's made it to 74. You're the head coach for Brett Favre. I mean, that adds years to your age.
Yeah.
Because he's out there throwing rocket balls and gunslinging and doing all that stuff, throwing across the body.
Sometimes ill-advised.
Ill-advised.
He was a gunslinger.
That was a tough interception he threw against the Saints.
Yes, it was.
But we wouldn't have been there without him.
No.
Certainly.
No.
And 12 men in the huddle didn't help.
No, that was bad, too.
Mike Holmgren, 74. Supply twice in like 2 weeks, called Air Supply Overload.
That's good though. One of your favorites.
I'm not ashamed to say that.
No.
Yeah, it's Russell Hitchcock. It was Graham Russell a couple of weeks ago, and now Russell Hitchcock, 73. That song was written by Jim Steinman, the same guy that did all the Meatloaf songs and Total Eclipse of the Heart.
You can almost hear that.
Yeah. And in fact, I think he offered that song to Bonnie Tyler and to Meatloaf, and they both turned it down, and then Air Supply turned it into a huge hit.
We'll take it.
Russell Hitchcock, happy birthday. Steve Walsh, I forgot to cue up Kansas. There's so many birthdays here today. Kansas got lost in the shuffle.
So it's not Steve Walsh, the quarterback.
No. This is the guy saying, "Carry on, my." Can you sing "Carry on, my wayward son"? Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was growing ever tired. But I flew too high. Do they do that song?
Oh, they kill it!
Really?
Oh, it's so
wasn't Heidi just there?
Yeah,
at the Bob tournament.
Yeah,
Steve Walsh.
Matt, kill that.
Is 71 here today. We also have Jim Belushi, 68 today.
We're white guys, and we take no crap when we deliver our white rap. We're white guys, and make no crap when we deliver our white rap. Got a house out in the burbs, and I try not to act too much like a nerd.
I got a white wife and two white kids and a brother-in-law who's on the skid.
A little late in there, Alex Karras. It's Jim Belushi and Alex Karras doing a little rap on Saturday Night Live.
Wow. Alex Karras. Alex,
well, you know, he was huge at that time. He was on Webster.
Oh, okay.
He was there promoting Webster, a big TV hit on it. Right. I think it's ABC. Jim Belushi.
Mongo.
John Belushi's younger brother, Jim Belushi, probably in his shadow. Funny, yeah. The high school chess coach bit that he did on SNL. And he was on, according to Jim.
Right, at his own show.
At his own show. He's 68. Also 68. Terry Gibbs.
One-hit wonder, really.
Yeah. But a big one.
Yes.
Somebody's Knocking, very popular here on Bob FM. She was the stewardess on Airplane.
The bumps you feel are asteroids smashing into the hull of this ship. Also, we're flying without a navigational system and can't seem to change course.
Miss, are you telling us absolutely everything?
Not exactly. We're also out of coffee.
Classic Airplane. That's from Airplane 2, actually. Julie Haggerty, 67. Wade Boggs.
Excuse me. Can I help you? Yeah, Gary sent me over to sign some autographs. Hi, I'm Wade Boggs.
Hi. Wade Boggs, huh? Yeah, how you doing? I'm Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I'm his good friend Dizzy Dean.
I'm Woody Boyd.
Wade Boggs, cameo on Cheers. He had a bunch of American League batting titles. How many, Neil? You remember it was nearing pretty close to what Rod Carew.
I had a five, I would bet, for sure. I can
Wade Boggs, Red Sox, Devil Rays, Yankees, too.
Fine hitter.
64. What time is it?
TBD 10.
Helen Hunt, 59.
Oh, yeah. From
Mad About You.
Yeah.
Her and Paul Reiser. Paul Reiser's on Stranger Things right now. FYI. Helen Hunt, 59. Courtney Cox.
But look, you knew this about me when you married me. You agreed to take me in sickness and in health. Well, this is my sickness.
What about the obsessive cleaning?
That's just good sense.
Yeah, she was Monica on Friends. Courtney Cox, 58. She and you saw her dance with the boss.
I did.
At the St. Paul Civic Center.
Yep.
She's 58. Ice Cube, our rapper of the day.
You will be going undercover as high school students. You are here simply because you look young. You some Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus looking m****s.
Ice Cube.
What was that from?
That's from the movie 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
He curses a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
Just a warning if you haven't seen it. I get him and Ice-T mixed up all the time. Ice Cube, 53. She was I guess if there was a king of queens, she was the queen of queens.
Oh, yes.
Seriously, you should probably settle on something.
I will, honey. I have till Saturday, okay?
I know. It's just that Larry's wife, Kathy, she's already begun the prep work on her cake.
Oh, prep work. Oh, I better cut out my sugar and my butter. I only have 3 days to make cake.
They were so good together. Her and Kevin James. Leah Remini is 52.
She's hilarious.
And Doogie Howser.
Oh, yes.
She's having friends over for drinks at her house. It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant because the second half of that word is dairy.
He was also Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother. He, unbelievably, is 49.
Neil Patrick
Harris.
There we go. All right, now we move on to the gone but not forgotten. Our former First Lady of the day is the wife of Andrew Jackson, Rachel Jackson, born on this day, 1767.
If he was Old Hickory, what was she?
Mrs. Old Hickory.
Mrs. Old Hickory.
Chicago mafia figure Sam Giancana.
I don't know if you have a wife, if you're married, I don't think the nickname can have old in it.
Probably not. Probably shouldn't. Sam Giancana, he was kind of a bad guy, born on this day in 1908. Now, this guy did more TV themes than just any, and really good ones. David Rose.
Mike Post probably would be on that list as well. If it was a Mike Landon show, he was doing the theme for it.
Yeah, this was
The Lost in the Prairie, sure. Highway to Heaven, he did Bonanza.
And Red Skelton Show. A very Grammy Award winning composer, David Rose, born on this day, 1910. Lash LaRue.
King of the Bullwhip. Whip, Neil.
Right.
I believe he taught Indiana Jones.
He probably did. Not Backlash LaRue, but Lash LaRue, the actor, 1917. Country artist Leon Payne, born on this day, 1917, with the Texas Playboys. And this guy you may recognize as Waylon Jennings.
When the future looks too bright,
oh, Hawks.
Can't be anything but right. Wrong.
We should feature a couple of Waylon tunes, maybe more than one in the Bombathon today, from one of my very favorite guys. And another one, we listen to these albums all the time. My brother's a big fan of Harry Nilsson. She drank and pulled up, she put the lime in the cooking. Now she drank and pulled up, she put the lime in the cooking. Now she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor.
A weird just, song, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, he was unique from the 70s. Harry Nilsson, born on, remember Nilsson Schmielsson, a huge album that he had, 1941.
Well, he could do a weird song like that, but then a tender love ballad like Without You.
Right. I also did
Can't Live, Living Was Without, you know that one.
Yeah.
And he Brian Carey butchered it later.
He did the Courtship of Eddie's Father TV theme, too.
Think about that.
1941. And a funny guy, he could sing a little bit, he could act, Jim Varney.
Hey, Vern. Boy, I'm sure glad you switched from that un-cola. Sprite's everything that stuff is. Clear, clean, caffeine-free. But Sprite tastes better, because only Sprite has lime in. Know what I mean?
You know, I switched from 7-Up to Sprite because of this man.
Right.
Ernest and Hey, Vern. Yeah. He was Ernest. Ernest P. Worrell, wasn't that
right.
his deal?
Yep. Ernest goes to jail. Ernest saves Christmas. And
Ernest saves Arbor Day.
And then he did a very good version of what's the Commander Cody hit?
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Hot Rod Lincoln. His version of Hot Rod Lincoln. Don't forget about it. It's he does very well.
Don't sleep on it, as
no,
we like to say.
It would be an all request lunch hour tune, I'm sure of it. And he was born on this day, 1949. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
I might be getting a text from a man by the name of Nail Foreman. requesting that song. Isn't that your alias?
Yes,
on the All
right,
Request
Lunch Hour? Right.
I usually am not too fond on playing requests from Bob FM employees,
sure.
But every now and then, you know, if they're creative enough to change their name, mm-hmm. like Nail Foreman.
Right. Who could possibly see through that disguise?
Yes. Restless Heart, Wheels is a good kickoff song.
That's
or
excellent.
It could be Trace Adkins, Every Light in the House
Ooh,
is On.
That's good, too.
Or Black Hawk, Love Like This.
Holy cow, you really loaded me up with my favorites today.
Choose Black Hawk.
All right, Black Hawk it is. W2.